Afghan officials say a one-time prominent female television journalist in Afghanistan, Mina Mongul, was gunned down and killed this morning in Kabul. Witnesses said two men appeared on a motorcycle while Mongul was waiting for a car, and that one man fired four shots in the air, then fired twice at Mongul, hitting her in the chest. She had been working as a cultural advisor for Afghanistan's lower chamber of parliament, and she ran popular social media pages that discussed the rights of Afghan women to work and for Afghan girls to go to school. No claim of responsibility for the killing. Officials in Pakistan say a group of terrorists stormed a five-star hotel today near the China-operated Arabian seaport of Gwadar, killing at least one security guard. The Balochistan Liberation Army is taking responsibility, releasing pictures of those it said were the attackers on social media. The trade war between the United States and China continues this weekend and threatens to get worse. Talks aimed at ending the impasse have broken down in Washington, with new higher U.S. tariffs against Beijing in place and China promising retaliation. Here's AP's Sagar Magani.
Negotiators did not reach a deal during a brief meeting hours after the U.S. imposed new tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports. President Trump tweets talks into the future will continue, but he says the tariffs may or may not be removed. Investors worry about a full-blown trade war, which would generally threaten to slow the global economy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered administration officials to begin the process of raising tariffs on essentially all remaining imports from China, valued at about $300 billion. To keep up with all the day's news, we invite you to go online to voanews.com. There is also an easy-to-use VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels have begun withdrawing from the ports of Hodeidah, Salif, and Ras Issa, under a